went to the mechanic because my car was starting to wheeze and whine. I couldn't understand it. For 8 years it seemed to be running fine. He said, "Don't worry about a thing, brother. I'll treat your car just like it was mine." First he took it for a joyride. He ground the gears and floored it in reverse. Took out some innocent passersby, a nice old lady reaching for her purse. He said, "The steering's a little wobbly. Thank God it could have been a whole lot worse." Then he siphoned off my gasoline and billed me $1 billion to fill the tank. Sheared off the taillights and the rearview mirror, ramming through the back door of the bank. I looked a little nonplussed. He said, "It ain't me, it's Jesus that you must thank." The fenders, he even stole the brake pads off my brake. He said, "Real men don't have accidents, or if they do, they don't admit mistakes." As he sledgehammered that U-joint, saying, "It's good for all models and all makes." Well, though my car was on the wheel rims, they managed to roll it out of the bay somehow. When I said I wasn't happy, concern was written on his furrowed brow. "Son, this car's in bad, bad condition. Can you afford to change mechanics now?" Well, a mechanic's like a president. Has to do the job for which he's hired. If he makes a total mess of things and hopes your registration has expired, well, you got two choices what to say. "Here's my car again," or, "Friend, you're fired." Oh, friend, you're fired.